Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Simone Wilds from South Shore Health joins us now with a look at the vaccine picture. Dr. Wilds, it's a year into this pandemic, a year since those first confirmed cases of COVID here in the U.S. And hard to believe, back then that we would be talking about a vaccine already, but we are, and we're already looking at problems in getting that vaccine out. What are some of the main issues you're seeing in whether it's the making of the vaccine, the distribution, or just the injection? Where are the points of problems in this process?
Hi, Brian. Good morning. Thanks for having me. I think at every stage of the vaccine rollout, there has been problems. I think the first thing we want to address is supply, right? There has been a disconnect with regard to how much vaccine it really is there. There's also problems with getting it into the state and local vicinities in a really timely, robust manner, because for some of these places, they don't have the infrastructure. And then, there's a problem of vaccine hesitancy. There's still a significant group of people who are not interested in getting the vaccine based on historical problems in the past. But I think the key thing we have to realize is there is some problems with the vaccine rollouts at this time, which we're hoping to address, by the way.
Dr. Wilds, do you think that there might be too much micromanagement over the supply between the feds and the states and then the county level?
Susan, that's a great question. I think that for me, big issue is transparency, right? I think people really need to be told how much we have, how much we're really getting, so they can plan accordingly, because that's where a major part of the problem comes in, where expectations are not realistic.
Does it surprise you to hear about the healthcare workers or those who work in nursing homes who are not getting vaccinated by choice?
I'm honestly very disturbed about that. Being a healthcare worker myself, we see the death and dying every day, which has had such a devastating impact. And I think we have to be the light bearers to give others, hope, and also to lead the example by taking the vaccine. So really, it's very disappointing to see them not taking it, especially when the vaccine is safe and effective. Sorry.
Yes. We've also hit a milestone right now, about a year into this pandemic, and 400,000 deaths now in this country, and the next 100,000 maybe in just a few weeks.
Yes. Just really the deaths keep climbing. Every time I feel like I talk about that, there's more deaths. And for me, that should be something that's very concerning to everyone, because the more deaths we see, it starts to get really closer to home. And we have to be aggressive in really trying to make sure we save lives. And the way we do it is masking, social distancing, avoiding large crowd, and getting a vaccine when you are eligible for the vaccine. Really very important.
Dr. Wilds, as always, thank you for the time. That's Dr. Simone Wilds with South Shore Health joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.